That was a set from a brand new album with pianist Diana Roblin and her group called Life Force. That last track was called Now. Well, now is 11:17 Central Time here in Winnipeg. Excuse me. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. And I'm about to go into my historical segment now. And this sort of, I don't know, I think it was... Someone was playing Birdland, and it got me, my brain going in a whole bunch of other directions. And I ended up with an album that I've ever sampled it. Maybe a track or two over the last couple of decades, but I don't think any time recently. It's simply called Zawinul. And it is, of course, relating to Joe Zawinul, and all the compositions on the album are his. It was recorded in 1970, which goes back a long way. It predates Weather Report mainly, and it's his third studio album. And it is music arranged for two electric pianos, flute, trumpet, soprano saxophone, two basses, and percussion. And the review in All Music, I'm quoting now, "Conceptually, sonically, this is really the first Weather Report album in all but name, confirming that Joe Zawinul was the primary creative engine behind the group from the beginning," end quote. It's really a neat album, and it is in some ways a little gentler and not quite as edgy as some of Weather Report is, but it's a really neat album. The personnel here are also really cool. Zawinul on acoustic and electric piano, and Herbie Hancock on electric piano. There's the two pianists. George Davis on flute, along with Hubert Laws. So you got two flute players there. Woody Shaw on trumpet and Jimmy Owens on trumpet. They sort of are not always on the same tracks. Earl Turbinton on soprano. Wayne Shorter on one of the tracks on soprano. Miroslav Vitos on bass, along with Walter Booker. Billy Hart on percussion, along with David Lee and Joe Chambers, and Jack DeJohnette on melodica and percussion on some tracks. Now, you got to know, not all of those people are on every track. That's the full personnel. But in the course of the album that you're going to hear, they will all show up on various tracks if you're good enough to identify them. I'm not, but there you go. That's the whole personnel group. And Savonneau was a massive influence and a great contributor to the development of the jazz from the 70s on. And you're going to hear that happening here from the album called Savonneau. And the first track is the longest one. I'll mention it because I can't help myself. It's called Dr. Honoris Causa. And that has a very personal, that phrase has a personal meaning for me. But that's the opening track. Then In a Silent Way is Last Journey, Double Image, and Arrival in New York. There's the full outline. Here is Dr. Honoris Causa to start the set.
Thank you. Thank you.
That last little track was called Arrival in New York. Yes, you could hear the ship arriving at the beginning there, I think. That's very interesting. That was the end of the album called Zalvenal. My historical segment today with Joe Zalvenal, recorded in 1970. And as I mentioned, the critic at the beginning who said that it was Weather Report and everything but name, and it proves that Zalvenal was sort of the driving force behind that great group, which has been played here over the years and will probably be played again, all being well. That was my historical segment for today, and it's brought us almost to the end of our second hour. So I'll take a minute to catch my breath and let you catch yours and catch up on where we are.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, we will do that. And you have told us exactly what we're listening to. And just for anybody's information, that's the country of Canada. This program is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Well, a change of pace now from Zalvenal, but a fine new trio. And I mentioned, all I need to do is mention Satoko Fuji's name, and you know that you're going to be hearing something interesting. This woman has more inventiveness and creativity than a whole bunch of other people put together. She's incredibly prolific, loves to record in all sorts of different iterations and combinations and personnel. Very adventurous, will be acoustic and electronic at the drop of a hat. And this latest trio, which has Natsuki